You're listening to the International Continent Society podcast. ICS is the leading international multidisciplinary organization for medical professionals working in the field of incontinence. ICS provides the latest scientific and clinical updates to professionals in the field.
Hello, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Shannon Wallace, and I'm doing another podcast series for ICS 2023 in Toronto. And we are less than 1 month away from seeing everybody face-to-face in Canada. And we're super excited. So today, I am so excited to join the workshop speakers for Workshop 21, which is Non-Mesh Stress Incontinence Surgery. This is a workshop that's going to be held on Friday, September 29th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. It will be a super packed workshop, so I suggest that after this podcast, you log on and get your ticket immediately. And so I'm really excited to be joined by two of the speakers today. So I have Dr. Wael Agger here, who's going to give us a little bit of background, as well as Ms. Victoria Asfer. So Dr. Agger, why don't you start and tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of why you thought that this workshop would be a good idea for the ICS membership.
Thank you very much, Shannon. We're delighted with this opportunity to speak in the podcast. My name is Wael Agger. I am a urogynecologist working in Scotland, also an academic with NHS Research Scotland, and an entrepreneur with a NHS England Clinical Entrepreneur Program. We're delighted the ICS have accepted our workshop, and we're so much looking forward to sharing tips and tricks of surgery during our workshop. We have a wonderful faculty, Victoria Asfer, will be talking about the urodynamics and imaging. We have Stelios Dumoktsis, who has done a huge amount of work on outcomes, so that would help the attendees of the workshop determine what outcomes they would discuss with their patients, what the outcome they would be hoping their patients will achieve from such surgery. We have Simon Emery, who has been a leader on autologous fascia sling in the UK and has contributed to the long-term randomized control trials in this study. We have Gamal Ghonaim from the US, who has published extensively on bulking agent injections. And myself, I will be talking about colpal suspension, both the open and the laparoscopic technique. So much looking forward for this workshop.
It sounds like a jam-packed workshop, and really all of those topics are super important, especially in the kind of this new era of, you know, is mesh going to be around? We should have some other options in our back pocket, especially for those patients who might fail mesh surgery. So this is going to be an excellent opportunity to kind of hear from all these really well-known and really heavy hitters in this world. So Victoria, why don't you introduce yourself and kind of tell us a little bit about what you're most looking forward to about this workshop?
Yes, my name is Victoria Asfer. I work in and around London in the UK. And we started this workshop back in 2019 because we got the mesh pause in the UK. And I remember I had read this paper about what if there were no tapes, what would we do? It was a theoretical possibility at the time. It was a paper by Professor Halen. And a few months later, it became a reality for us in the UK. So that paper became super relevant. So we have a stellar faculty of people that have published extensively in non-mesh stress incontinence surgery. I'm really looking forward to it. We have run this workshop several times, and it sells out every time. It's always fully booked at international conferences. And it's I feel I learned from the other speakers something every time as well, because the workshop is quite interactive. People bring their questions and in a way bring out different things every time. We have Professor Agger, that has obviously published the Cochrane review on colpal suspension, and we have Professor Emery that has led the randomized control trial on comparing the mesh sling to the biological mesh sling and the autologous fascial sling with 12 years of follow-up data. So it's absolutely incredible to have him on the faculty. There's a lot to learn from him. He's got extensive experience on this. We've got Professor Demoutis that has taken the lead in standardizing and improving the quality of outcome reporting in surgery in urogynecology. It's really, really important work. I'm really looking forward to his talk. He publishes. He's very prolific in his work. And we have Gamal Ghanem to talk to us about bulking agents. That's a urologist from the States. It's an absolutely stellar faculty. It'll be a fantastic workshop. It'll be so much to fit in an hour and a half.
I know. I was going to say, you're going to fit in so much in this hour and a half, and really kind of a wide breadth of different non-mesh procedures for stress incontinence. I mean, you touch on all the kind of key ones that we do, and also talk about outcomes, which I think is really important. Sometimes it can be really challenging to kind of counsel our patients because we don't maybe do them as frequently, or we don't necessarily keep up on the data as much as we should. Mm-hmm. So this is a really great workshop to kind of really synthesize all of that information and put it into clinical practice. So with that in mind, who do you think would be like a good sort of the ICS member that might be interested in this workshop? Because we, you know, have people from all different countries, all different areas of who practice, you know, multidisciplinary. So just kind of who do you think might need to sign up right after this podcast if they want to
they have to do it fast because it's probably going to sell out very soon.
Have my tickets. So.
Yes, well, anyone who performs a stress incontinence surgery, anyone who discusses stress incontinence surgery with their patients, it is suitable for urogynecologists, I think, in all settings from around the world, because whether you are in a developing country with a low budget or with the latest technology, we cover such a wide variety of things, of anything other than the TVT. You know, if you don't have a TVT, what do? You know, you do these things.
You know? Yeah, 100%.
This is what we've had to do in the UK. And it's really relevant to everybody. So there are solutions with other materials and solutions without other materials as well.
And, you know, I think about like the people that encounter or the my patients who encounter who they encounter in the clinic, and they're seeing nurses or seeing our urologists or urogynecologists, really anybody who maybe doesn't have who sees these patients, doesn't work up for these patients, even our pelvic floor physical therapists who are kind of used to seeing patients post-surgery and might be very familiar with the sling and not so much with some of these other non-mesh procedures. So really anybody who's taking care of these patients would probably benefit from just hearing from your experience, kind of how the how the surgeries are performed, what your tips and tricks are. I think you bring up an excellent point that this is something, and you know, Professor Unger can speak to this. You know, it's really when you don't have mesh or a patient doesn't want it, you really need to have some, you have a good understanding of like what your other surgical approaches are and be able to like offer those confidently. Otherwise, you end up sending these patients elsewhere or to somebody else, and that kind of delays their care. So, we're looking super forward to this workshop. It's going to be, I know, jam-packed as usual. Dr. Agro, any last words or anything you would like to tell the ICS membership before they go out and quickly buy a ticket?
Yes, if you are a urologist, a gynecologist or a urogynecologist or whatever you call yourself, and you are performing surgery for stationary incontinence, or you're a nurse or a physiotherapist who want to know about the outcomes, want to know about shared decision-making, we'll also be discussing patient decision aids and how to help our patient to make the choice that actually relates to them, that offers the advantages that really matters to them, and go away from the complications that are unacceptable to them. So we will be talking about this and see what the other evidence-based tools available in there. I think we are empowering women by improving our skills in counseling and in the surgical technique by sharing tips and tricks from video clips of real procedures, we will be enhancing or helping surgeons to enhance their surgical skills so they will be more confident in offering more options to women. So that would empower women to choose the procedure or the treatment that is relevant for them. Because, you know, we all in the past, we thought we are offering options. We're saying, okay, would you like the retropubectivity or transpterectivity or the singular? It's like, you know, it's like offering, would you like the red car or the blue car or the yellow car? But, you know, there may be a woman who like the motorcycle. Maybe a woman would like a van or someone who
likes a bike.
Exactly. So I think we've got an opportunity here to do something that would help. I mean, my wife and daughter have dragged me kicking and screaming to watch Barbie, the movie, recently. I must say, it was actually an eye-opener on how women feel about themselves and how women need support to be able to express themselves, express their values. And we know that urinary incontinence is a stigma thing. And the more we be able to do for women in this field is amazing. And the final draw line in the movie was that I am going to see my gynecologist now, so I felt important in there.
I know I haven't had a chance to see it, but I did hear about the ending, and I agree with you, right? This, the whole idea of kind of the shared decision-making process, realizing that the patient in front of you is really who comes first, and being able to offer and counsel them on all their different options, knowing that they, you know, they have like self-autonomy to kind of decide how they want to proceed. And 100% I agree with you, being that provider that can offer all of those options and offer all those options confidently is really, you know, necessary to being a good female urologist, gynecologist, a surgeon, or even, you know, pelvic floor physical therapist, nurse practitioner, nurse who kind of works with these patients. So we're really excited for this workshop. I know that it's going to sell out because it always does. So just as a reminder to everybody, this is Workshop 21. It is on Friday, September 29th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And it is non-mesh stress incontinence surgery. And if you sign up, you can or go to the ICS website, you can sign up and reserve your spot because it will run out really quickly. So I just want to thank both of you so much for joining me today. We're really excited to see you both in person in Toronto in less than a month. And we'll get together for some drinks and talk more about some non-mesh stress incontinence surgery. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. See you then.
Lovely to speak to you, Shannon. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Of course. My pleasure.
International Continence Society podcast. Find out more about the leading organization in multidisciplinary continence research and education at ics.org.